and wear comfortable shoes and socks. And
oh, okay. Thanks, Fatty.
Well, he didn't. Did you just call me Fatty?
Big Fatty.
He didn't say that stuff. He just said the toofies and the feeties. I'm the one that explained the feeties. And then you said, wow, thanks, Fatty. You were calling me
Fatty. No.
That's okay, because I am. I'm Big Fatty's daughter. His, you know, Big Fatty, that's the Fatty.
Oh. No. So he said, though, he was the proximate cause in this conversation.
Who?
Big Fatty.
Oh, right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm Big Fatty's daughter. Who?
No.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3781 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 5th. Of July 2022, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, sulfur smeller. Big Fatty, sulfur smellers. Oh, Big Fatty, that's the damn chicken. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. You're sulfur smellers because y'all, after all those, all the pyrotechnics, Big Fatty, what a big fat, a big word. Yes, after all the pyrotechnics of the 4th of July in the U.S. of A. or elsewhere, Monday. Y'all, it just smells like, yes, Big Fatty, it smells like your butthole. No, it smells like rotten eggs. You know, the smell of sulfur. Oh, Big Fatty, eau de toilette, sulfur edition. Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Far to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, you know, I have been worried sick, I tell you, about Miss Patty Bacon. And y'all, I got an e-letter from Patty Bacon. At 11:20 p.m. On Sunday night, Big Fatty, what's she doing up late? Well, probably up to no good. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I just thought I'd read it to you here. She says, Toddy, late for the party. And starts off, Ole, Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Dakota. Ole. Well, Big, I have recovered from the pandemic, or epidemic, as I heard a lady call it the other day. Big, I have to tell you, it knocked the shinola out of me. I couldn't believe it. I was not right for 4 weeks. I didn't even need to go to the sit-go station to get it like that cutie cricket hat did. Need to go to the sit-go station. Oh, yes, a sit-go. They went to the sit-go in the Alaska. I'm fairly certain one of my uncles who visited Mother Bacon brought it into our motel. I do have an announcement to make. The Fatty and Patty Show will not make its premiere during this year's Pride 48 celebration due to creative differences. Big Fatty, I'm not creative enough to come up with 60 minutes of content. Big Fatty, and neither are you. Well, anyway, in other news, Usually, Nidraba has a big celebration of America's birthday. But seeing as how America has been misbehaving a lot lately, the town elders have decided to cancel the celebration. Instead, they'll use the funds to create a dog park. Oh, that reminds me. Ole, Poodle. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole.
Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon.
Anywho, Big, I hope to have some other happy and fun news to share with you soon. I hope you enjoyed your trip to Flowrider, America's private part. Huh? Oh, yes, because the Big Fatty, the shape. The shape looks like a bobo. Yes, I probably wouldn't have gone to Shardy's, though. Big Fatty, she thought we went to the restaurant and she thought it was Shardy's instead of Sharky's. Well, it was Shardy's afterwards. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. As you know, I have been worried sick about you, and evidently with good reason. If you have been under the COVID fog, oh yes, Big Fatty, the COVID fog for 4 weeks. That's terrible. That's just terrible. But I'm glad you're on the mend, and it sounds like you got something up your sleeve. Big Fatty, is she gonna do a magic trick? Maybe. It sounds like you're going to have some good news here soon, so we look forward to hearing from you. And please, Patty Bacon, please don't let Big Fatty get too worried about you again. Yes, Big Fatty, I get worried too. Yes. Yeah, I guess y'all, let's see, pick up where I left off from the weekend. Y'all, Sunday got up Sunday morning and did my, did the morning nipple walk hot. And y'all, then it was into the share. Y'all, by the way, I failed miserably on the five puzzle, Sudoku. Y'all, I don't know what I did wrong, but I fucked it up. But at least I fucked it up early. I didn't have to wait till I got to the very end to notice I fucked it up. Big Fatty. Then what did I do? Oh, y'all, I got my shower, and then the Nip and I were invited along with Olive to go to the Charleston Yacht Club. Oh, we were at the Yacht Club. Oh, lovey. Shall we go to the Yacht Club? And y'all, so we went to the Yacht Club and met, we'll call her Wetsy. We met Wetsy there, and Wetsy is well known at the Yacht Club. But y'all, we had some cocktails. Big Fatty had a couple of Bloody Marys, and y'all were really good. I asked them to make them like Big Fatty, a little spicy. And Big Fatty vodka. and then y'all, they had a buffet. They had, let's see, what did they all have on it? They had fried chicken. They had shrimp and grits. They had chef-carved roast beef. They had green beans. They had rice and gravy. They had bacon and waffles. And y'all, then they had like a puff pastry. It looked like a strudel, but it was the inside wasn't sweet. It was a Philly cheesesteak, and y'all, it was delicious. And then they had soups, soup and salad, and all kinds of seafood and all like that. The soup was the chicken and dumpling soup. So Big Fatty had that. Y'all, I couldn't believe how much food I had on my plate when I came back to the table. Y'all, it was embarrassing. Ate every bite of it. And then, of course, you had to save room for the dessert. And y'all, y'all, we had the cutest waiter. We'll call him Brandon because that was his name. But y'all, cute as a button. Cute as a button. Needless to say, he was undressed many times by everyone at the table. One moment, please. Y'all, that's my hot tea. Anyway, for the dessert, they always have the peppermint ice cream. You know, it's the bubblegum pink colored, but y'all, it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious. They have bread pudding every time, and then they have some kind of cookery or pastry or something like that, pettifors or something. So y'all, I got me a very large scoop of the peppermint ice cream and a cookery, and then put chocolate sauce on top of my ice cream. Y'all, it's absolutely perfect. And y'all then headed on back home. The Nip drove and got back here to the villa, and y'all couldn't wait to get out of my clothes. y'all, once I got out of my clothes, I said, Oh, that coma is kicking in. And so y'all, I had to lay down for a nip and nap. Y'all, and next thing I knew, I was drooling everywhere. And woke up, young Nicholas stopped by, and he was here while Veda and I recorded most of the LFC. He had to get back home to check on his puppy dog. It seems to be, making the best of it. One moment, please, again. And after that, what did I do after that? Just because I hadn't had enough cobs or enough sweetie sweets, I finished off the leftovers of the peach cobbler from Friday night. And y'all ate it cold, and it was absolutely delicious. And y'all, then I watched a couple of, I got caught up on The Chase. Y'all, I enjoy that show. I had three episodes of that, and I watched that because The Sharkstimulants was a repeat. And then, y'all, I was off to the chamber. And y'all, for some reason, I had a little bit of trouble falling asleep. Big Fatty, it's probably because you slept so damn deep doing your cab coma. Well, and y'all, I don't know how long I slept, but it was probably more than I should have. So I kind of tossed and turned a little bit, despite the trazodone. But I finally did wind down, and I started drooling, and that's all she wrote. And got up. I got up on Monday morning, and I didn't have breakfast, y'all. I just had my coffee, did the Sudoku. Y'all, was able to get a little hint on the Saturday Sudoku, because I was stuck on it. But once I got the hint, I was able to figure it all out. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was hot from the first step out the door. It was miserable and humid, and the sun was beaten down on it. But y'all, I did it. Y'all, while I was on the nipple walk, Granny FaceTime with me, we had a little chitter chat, and he's in town and heading back out. Then came back, and y'all, I got my share and watered the plants and everything, which was an absolute sign that it was gonna rain. Y'all, they were predicting no rain, and y'all, about I don't know, it was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Y'all, it might as well have been midnight. Thunder, darkness, the lights came on. Y'all, the electricity went off. At least I thought it did. Y'all, what evidently happened is the breaker in the chamber, y'all, it tripped, but I thought it came right after a big burst of thunder, so I thought it had knocked the power out, so I reported it, and I think it did go out at least some. I don't know, but anyway, I fixed the breaker, and it was all fine and dandy, and then y'all, I fired up the old grill. Fired up the old grill, because, you know, it's the 4th of July, 4th of July National Barbecue Spare Ribs Day. So, y'all, of course, fired up the grill, and I put barbecue spare ribs on it. Big Fatty, that's so unlike you. It is. And, y'all, I cooked them slow and put the barbecue sauce on there, and y'all brought them in and just... had the plate and put the tinfoil over the top of it. Big Fatty Holly's mother would approve, probably. And, you know, she was the tinfoil queen, it's true. And y'all played the Candy Crush quite a bit this afternoon. And y'all, I finished, the Nip stopped by. And we visited for a little while. And y'all, I heated up a package of that... that mashed cauliflower is the bird's eye. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The bird's eye made with the eyeballs of crows. No. Had mashed cauliflower. And, y'all, I'd put two little... I had one rack of ribs, and I'd cut it into four portions. And I put two portions on the plate. Y'all, I only ate three ribs and the cauliflower. And, y'all, I was full. I was full to the brim, and then, excuse me, and y'all, so I'm recording the little show a little later than normal, but anyway, y'all, but the other thing that I did over the weekend, y'all, I have taken a page out of the old Crooked Hat travel book. Y'all, I've made a spreadsheet. I've made a spreadsheet of every day on the cruise and what the times are that the ship comes in, and then who's doing what on those days, and just little notes and things like that. 'Cause y'all, Wednesday morning, check-in opens. So y'all, Granny has sent me all his information. Y'all, he sent me his vaccination card. Y'all, he hadn't gotten a booster. And Big Fatty's gotten two. Or did I get three? I don't know. Anyway, so I told him, I said, Granny, we're going to Mexico. You better get you a booster. So once he went back to the cruise ship, he got a booster on the ship. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie. Now, y'all, I am going to watch the fireworks on the TV machine Monday night. But, y'all, one thing I need to tell you about, if you're a fan of the Big Brother, first of all, we're not doing But First this year. But, y'all, Tuesday... CBS is releasing the information on this year's house guest. So y'all be watching the WWW for that. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Amy and Nessa. You know, that's from their anyway, what did y'all do?
I'm Big Fatty's daughter.
Who? No.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like they had fireworks of the special kind, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.